That night at the mess, I sat next to the priest, and he was disappointed and suddenly hurt that I had not gone to the Abruzzi. He had written to his father that I was coming, and they had made preparations. I myself felt as badly as he did and could not understand why I had not gone. It was what I had wanted to do, and I tried to explain how one thing had led to another, and finally he saw it and understood that I had really wanted to go, and it was almost all right. I had drunk much wine and afterward coffee and strega, and I explained, winefully, how we did not do the things we wanted to do. We never did such things. We two were talking while the others argued. I had wanted to go to Abruzzi. I had gone to no place where the roads were frozen and hard as iron, where it was clear, cold, and dry, and the snow was dry and powdery, and hare tracks in the snow, and the peasants took off their hats and called you Lord, and there was good hunting. I had gone to no such place but to the smoke of cafes and nights when the room whirled and you needed to look at the wall to make it stop. Nights in bed, drunk, when you knew that that was all there was, and the strange excitement of waking and not knowing who it was with you, and the world all unreal in the dark and so exciting that you must resume again unknowing and not caring in the night, sure that this was all and all and all and not caring. Suddenly to care very much, and to sleep, to wake with it, sometimes morning, and all that had been there gone, and everything sharp and hard and clear, and sometimes a dispute about the cost. Sometimes still pleasant and fond and warm and breakfast and lunch. Sometimes all niceness gone, and glad to get out on the street, but always another day starting, and then another night. I tried to tell about the night, and the difference between the night and the day, and how the night was better, unless the day was very clean and cold, and I could not tell it, as I cannot tell it now. But if you have had it, you know. He had not had it, but he understood that I had really wanted to go to the Abruzzi, but had not gone, and we were still friends, with many tastes alike, but with the difference between us. He had always known what I did not know, and what, when I learned it, I was always able to forget. But I did not know that then, although I learned it later. In the meantime, we were all at the mess. The meal was finished and the argument went on. We two stopped talking and the captain shouted, "Priest not happy! Priest not happy without girls!" "I am happy," said the priest. "Priest not happy! Priest wants Austrians to win the war," the captain said. The others listened. The priest shook his head. "No," he said. "Priest wants us never to attack. Don't you want us never to attack?" "No. If there is a war, I suppose we must attack."
"Must attack, shall attack."
The priest nodded.
"Leave him alone," the major said. "He's all right." "He can't do anything about it anyway," the captain said.
We all got up and left the table.